We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This edition of Ask the Garden Geek is brought to you by that very special website, HelpIHaveBugs.com. If you have roaches in your house, you want to go to this website. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's HelpIHaveBugs.com.
Okay, you could tell that was me, right? I mean, you know, that was like one of my worst voices ever. And you could really tell that it was me. I just know that you can. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, and I am here to talk to you about gardening. I'm here to talk about watering your lawns, because I'm getting a lot of email about watering the lawns. A lot of people saying they're getting way too much water because there's been way too much rain. Yet other people are saying, we're not getting enough water. Should we be watering? Should we be watering every day? Well, let us start with this premise, okay? It's kind of an important one. Do you know what kills plants more than disease, more than insects, more than lack of fertilizing? There's one thing that kills plants more than any of that, and that is overwatering. Overwatering is the worst thing you can do for plants. Why, you say, is overwatering the worst thing that you can do for plants? Well, because of a bunch of reasons. Let's start with just a few. When you water every day and you're constantly watering your plants or your lawn or whatever, you're making the roots very weak. They don't have to dig deep for water like they naturally do in the regular environment where there's no people, okay? But so they just stay shallow. And when roots stay shallow, they don't hold it. You know, they don't hold the plants very well. They make for a weak plant. And when you have a weak plant, you get insects. When you have a weak plant, you get disease. When you have a weak plant, you get virtually no growth. It's just bad. And what else happens when you water all the time or you're getting all this water? Well, you're actually flushing the natural nutrients that are in the soil down beyond the root zone. You're pushing all those natural nutrients and the nutrients that you add with fertilizer down below the root zone to where the plant cannot take in that nutrition. And that is bad also. So when you get rid of all of those natural nutrients, the minerals and all of those things, once again, the plant gets weak. When the plant gets weak, the plant gets all kinds of things happening to it. It gets, you know, nutritional deficiencies. It gets insects. It gets disease. You know, it just doesn't thrive. It does the opposite of thriving. So that is what too much water will do. So the next question is, what if there's nothing I can do about that? What if it's been raining every stinking day? Well, rarely does it rain every stinking day, except this year, where some parts of the country have had a tremendous amount of rain. All you can do is tough it out, and when it's all done, and the area starts to dry out, one of the things I highly suggest that you do, especially if you have a nice landscape or if you're doing vegetables or anything, is now would be an excellent time to have what is called a complete analysis done on your soil where the plants are growing. And the way we do that is we gather about, 2 pints of soil. And you take that soil. The first place, there's commercial places you can take it, but I would take it to your local cooperative extension service. They are going to charge you to do a complete analysis on this soil, but it's not very much. Depending upon where you live, it can be for as little as free to an average of $6 to $10, somewhere in that area. And I would get the complete analysis and see what you're lacking. You'll get that analysis back relatively quickly. And then I would start supplementing the soil with the recommendations that come back from that analysis. That's what I would do. And, it may require, you never know what the shortages are going to be until you do the test. And at the very least, well, this time of year, I probably wouldn't put down a lot of fertilizer. I would probably use a very mild fertilizer. But again, waiting for that soil test to come back, because that's what you want to do. Remember Green Acres? Remember Ebb? Is that what his name was, the county agent? Well, they took soil analysis to Ebb, the county agent, and he came back and he told him, well, this is what's wrong with your soil, and this is what you have to do. So that's, we all have county agents right now. They don't look like Ebb, or many of them don't. Although I've met some rather interesting county agents on Blab. And if you don't know what Blab is, it's blab.im. It was a cool place for a while, but now it's getting ready to disappear, from what I understand. But I got to meet a bunch of really nice people. I got to meet a bunch of listeners on there for a while, and I got to meet some interesting horticulturists from throughout the world there. Met some cool county agents. County agents loved Blab. I don't know why. But now they're all gone. Nobody goes to Blab anymore. I don't know. It's like the MySpace of today. It's just gone. It didn't last very long. It was good for about 6 months, if that. Five, six months, somewhere in that area. Then it disappeared. But anyway, you want to do that complete analysis. Now, let's say you are in the opposite situation. You have been in extreme heat, and you're getting no water, and your plants are drying out. How do you know when it is time to water? You know when it's time to water by looking at the plants. You look at the plants, and you look at the leaves on the plants, and you see if they're folded over. If they are folded over and the plant is wilting, it is time to water. You also have a very high-tech, most of us have a very high-tech water meter. It's mine. It's the index finger. And I take it, and I shove it into the ground, and I see if there's moisture down there. I can tell what the soil is like simply by shoving my fingers down into it and seeing what it is. That's a great, there's all these expensive ones that you can buy, or you can take the one that God gave you, and that's the one I use, and it works quite well. And how much do you water? I never water more than a half an inch at a time. So if you have an automatic sprinkler system or whatever kind of sprinkler system you have, the hose with the little thing that goes back and forth, you put it out and you put down a half an inch of water. How do you know if you have a half inch of water? Really, not very difficult. You put a 12-inch pan out there in the midst of all of it, and when you see that pan is filled up to a half an inch, then you're pretty much done. Actually, that pan has got to fill up to about an inch, and when that pan fills up to about an inch, you're pretty much done. And you can tell when you're done because you take that high-tech water meter and you stick it in the ground, and if you see that the soil is moist, if you see that the soil has absorbed the moisture rather well, then you're done. We don't want to water at night. We want to water. We also don't want to water in the heat of the day because most of the water evaporates like right away, especially with all these very hot temperatures we've been having across the country. If you have an automatic sprinkler system, you can set it to come on at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Or if you're an early riser like I want to be, you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you go out and you water the lawn. And that's when you're going to get the best absorption. Or you water the garden, whatever, you're going to get the best absorption that time of day. And it's going to work out well for you. So that is what I would suggest. That is how I would do it. and you go from there. How often do you water? Again, watch the plants. When you see the folding over of the leaves, when you see the slight wilting, when the soil becomes dry, then it's time to water. If we're having 100-degree temperatures outside, you're going to water a lot more often than if we're having temperatures like my friend in Idaho, who had a high of 68 degrees today, while we had a high of 102. So he's going to water a lot less, and we're going to water a bit more. Although, where I live in West Central Florida, the Lord has been giving us lots of water. Just about every afternoon, we've been getting a little bit of water. I have not had to water plants, and I just haven't. And as a general rule, I don't. I let nature take care of it. Plants are very resilient. And by the way, when I choose turf grass, I choose turf grass that is drought resistant. In other words, that, you know, does not need a lot of water. So that's what I do. And, you know, the plants that I have along around my house and out along my fence line are pretty drought resistant. They can go a long time without water. And then when the water comes, they suck it in and they like it and they take it and they're happy. So it's not rocket science. It's plants. It's relatively easy. And that is, you know, what we do and how we do it. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crost. I hope you're having an absolute, terrifically wonderful gardening day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Okay, everybody is like terrified of the Zika virus thing. Should you be? Yeah, you know what? I think you need to be cautious. Oh, hi, everybody. Michael Crows here. Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. And I am here to point you in the right direction. Or, you know, maybe it's not the right direction, but maybe it's just the direction that I like. So, you know, opinions are like navels. Everybody's got one. So what does that mean? I don't know. But I'll tell you, this Zika thing is popping up. I am getting news releases like you wouldn't believe about people, you know, selling all kinds of stuff to protect you from mosquitoes. I'm going to kind of narrow that down for you now and just kind of go with it. There's 9,475 that I've counted. I'm only kidding. Probably not quite that many, but there's a lot of natural products out there that people are saying you can slather all over yourself to repel mosquitoes. I have only come across one that I have tested that I can say works. Got it around here someplace. Maybe it would have been a good idea for me to look for it and have it with me before I talk about it. If I can find it, I'll dig it out and we'll talk about it. But it really doesn't matter because it's not widely distributed and the lady who makes it can only make so much. So I think if I even gave it out and she got 100 orders by me giving out her address, I think you'd probably, by the time she got them filled, summer would be over. I mean, you know, she lives up on the Suwannee River and in a little tiny cabin, and she's got a full-time job, and she does this on the side, and so I'm not going to vouch for it. I'm not even going to bring it up. But anyway, there's a ton of natural products out there that the people swear will repel mosquitoes. I've tried a bunch of them because people send them to me. I've only had this one that I've had success with. I would bet that there are others that may work, but let me tell you what I know that does work. And don't freak out. It's called anything with something called DEET in it. And, you know, before you jump up and down and say, but I want it all to be natural, good luck on that, okay? When natural products work, I am the first one to talk about it and the first one to advise you. But I have not found a natural mosquito repellent that you can put all over yourself. I just have it that works, except for this one that I've had, you know. And by the way, my testing consisted of putting it on myself and going out in the backyard at dusk when the mosquitoes are flying around like crazy, because I bet my property backs up to some woods. And I have gone out there and trimmed the bougainvillea and not had mosquitoes light on me, to whereas the night before I went out there at the same time to do that, and they were jumping all over me. You could hear them by your ear. Doesn't that just irritate the bejeejees out of you when you hear meow in your ear? God, I hate that. Oh, man. Oh, but, You know, and then I said, oh, I got this stuff. Let me try this stuff the next night and put it on. Just I sprayed it on, actually. It's like a little pump-up thing, and it worked. And there it was. Now, had I had DEET, which I did not have any around, I would have used the DEET because you know what? I might think some of these other things work, but I know that the DEET works. It has worked for years. There is absolutely zero research that I've seen that has any credibility to it that says that it is dangerous for you. Absolutely zero. You know, it is a say the U.S. Army uses it. Everybody uses it. Campers use it. You know, when I sent all of my kids, I have five kids, every stinking one of my kids has gone to a Presbyterian summer camp over in Lithia Springs, Florida, every summer while they were growing up. They would go over there for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and they'd be out in the woods all the time. And all of them except one used DEET. And the mosquitoes out there, believe me, I've spent a lot of time out there, and the mosquitoes out there are rough, man. They are bad. And, yeah, and the only one that refused to use the DEET was my daughter, who, by the way, is the best camper of all. She's now almost 30. But back when she was a kid, she's still this way, afraid of absolutely nothing. She was. I've seen this young lady sleep in trees because she didn't go for the little pansy camp. You know, they have what I call, you know, the relaxation camps there at this place. They've got lodges that are air conditioned that you stay in. When I go camping out there, I stay in the lodges. Then they have the next rougher, which they call the cabins, which have no air conditioning, but they're screened in. And then they have what's called extreme summer camp, which out of all my kids, only my daughter signed up for, and she signed up for it every year. Every year she signed up for this, where they go out and live in the woods. You know, they go out and live in the woods. They take the food with them. They cook in the woods, and they have something out there called wild boars, big wild pigs that will come and eat you. You know, I mean, they're bad, or they have alligators. And I remember she's telling me one time they were out there. They were canoeing down the Alafaya River, found a place to camp. They stopped there, and they're camping. And in the middle of the night, wild boars were coming through. She climbed a tree, and she slept in the branch of the tree. This is what she does. I swear, if I ever got thrown out in the middle of the woods and I had to have somebody to help me survive, it would be my daughter, Cassie. I mean, she knows how to do this. She's a tough camper. She knows how to do this. And she didn't even grow out of that. She's 30 now, and she could do that today. You could stick her out in the middle of the wilderness today, and she would not only survive, she would thrive. This is how good she is. But she's the only one that didn't use the DEET, and when she would come home from summer camp, she would have mosquito bites all over herself. She goes, Dad, I was out in the woods, you know? It's me. It makes me tougher. So, but the rest of us, all the rest of us sane people, not saying that my daughter's insane, just saying she's a little crazy, and that's one of the things I love about her. But the rest of us sane people would put DEET on ourselves, and we wouldn't get bitten. And when we came home from camp, we didn't have 9 million bites all over us. So I would recommend that. Then there comes, you know, how do you take care of your property? And it depends on where you live. Again, I back up to woods. And I have in the past taken a backpack sprayer and sprayed an insecticide over all the foliage that backs up around and along my wooden fence and on the side of my property, and it keeps the mosquitoes down. But you got to do that about at least once a month during this time of year. There are other companies who come out with those foggers, and they fog all around, you know, your plants and all of that good type of stuff with a nifty little fogger. It's a backpack fogger that shoots this fog out. And, you know, I've had some moral issues with those, but now the moral issues are going away because I, you know, we're the survival of the fittest. And yes, it is going to affect some beneficials, but we've got to keep these mosquitoes away from us because now it's getting to a situation where it's dangerous and we have to take care of ourselves. So just my thoughts on it. Be safe. Use what you need to use. You want a natural product? Test it. If it doesn't work, don't keep using it because you want it being natural. Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Probst.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friend at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
biztalkradio.com.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. I am Michael Kroos. Ever get caught up in mundane tasks? I did. You know, there's two types of mundane tasks. There's the good kind of mundane task, and then there's the bad kind. The good kind are like edging the lawn. You know, you got the edger out there or your weed eater. And I like to use the edger. I like the blade. I just like the consistency. I think it looks sharp. That is so mundane, yet so wonderful. You slip into subconsciousness going out there and running that thing down the sidewalk, up the driveway, out by the street. It's just fabulous. Then taking the weed eater and line trimming along the fence and all the different areas. Totally mundane, totally wonderful, zen-like action. It's just wonderful. How about taking a walk? Taking a walk, totally mundane. I love it. I like to go out and take a walk, especially, you know, now that I have the Fitbit. Where am I at today? Gotta see. Oh, don't have very much. I gotta get back out there. 1,697 steps, huh? I gotta get up to, you know, at least 6,000 today. But again, totally mundane. Then there's the mundane task of having to stick on the telephone and deal with people that are part of bureaucracies. Ever done that? Ever done that with an insurance company? That's what I spent today doing. I spent today from about 9:30 this morning until about 2:30 this afternoon. By the way, we are pre-recording this show on Thursday for broadcast over the weekend. But yeah, I spent all day on the phone with health insurance companies trying to get some tiny little mundane situation straightened out that, had I not done that, would have wound up costing a bunch of money. So, you know, and you deal with one person and the next person and then the next. Remember when we were young and we just went, and I used to go to Dr. Angstadt, you know? I basically, until just a couple of years ago, I had three doctors all my life. I had the doctor that brought me, Dr. Leland, who brought me into the world and was my doctor until we moved to Michigan, from Michigan to Florida. And then I had Dr. Angstadt, who got me when I was about 12 years old, 13 years old, kept me until he retired. And that was just about, 15 years ago. Then I had a third doctor who I said, okay, he's young. I said, you're taking me out. You're going to be my doctor until, you know, I croak. And then, you know, all kinds of health insurance issues came up and all this. So I've been going through doctors. He's not on my plan, so he's not my doctor anymore. And you got to fill these forms out. You got to do this. You got to do that. And, you know, I used to go see Dr. Angstadt. Dr. Angstadt would, Dr. Angstadt would just fix whatever was wrong. By the way, when I was in high school and when I was in my 20s, it was $20 to go see Dr. Angstadt. Now, you know, copays are $40 and $60 some places. Yeah, I'm on Medicare now, so I don't have copays. I've got a Medicare Advantage plan. I don't have copays. But before I was on Medicare, which was last year, I had a $40 copay to go see my primary care physician. I used to see Dr. Angstadt for $20. It's just amazing, just absolutely amazing. Mundane tasks that take up your time, that drive you batsy, you know, just absolutely batsy. I just don't know what to do about the whole thing. It's crazy. So an email question came up this week about rats coming into your garden, rats coming into your barn, rats coming into your garage, and heaven forbid, rats and mice coming into your house. But the email was specifically about rats, and they wanted to know what rat poison I recommended. And this gentleman told me he was putting rat poison all over his barn. I recommend zero rat poison. And there's a lot, and a lot of people disagree with me on this, but, and by the way, I don't like rats. And if rats die, I'm happy. As a matter of fact, I love it when rats die. I hate rats. The only thing I hate more than rats is dead rats. But I want all the rats to be dead because I just cannot stand rats. But I cannot support the use of rat poison. Not because I think it's cruel. I don't care if it's cruel. Because I, for one, support the use of glue boards, which the people for the ethical treatment of animals sent out a thing years ago saying, oh, please don't use glue boards. They're cruel. It takes the rats a long time to die. I don't care. They work, and they work well. I've used glue boards. And they do work. They get the job done. But rat poison, yes, it works. Works quite well. But here's the problem. And I am somewhat of an animal lover. I really am, except for rats. Rats are animals, but I don't like rats. I like it when rats get fed to snakes. That's fine. Okay? That's fine. I like it when rats drown. That's fine, too. I'm sorry. But I don't like rat poisons, and here's why. Safety issues. I remember many years ago being at a veterinarian's office and seeing this poor man, this farmer, come in and rush in with his dog who had gone into the barn and found some rat poison that the farmer had put into the barn because there was a lot of rats in the barn. And he put that in, and the dog got a hold of it, ate it, and the dog was alive when they brought it in, but the vet told me the dog is not going to survive this. We're very sorry. And the dog died, and it was so sad. It was just so, so, so sad. And I've run into similar situations over the years where, non-targeted animals will get into rat bait or mice bait. And I just think it's awful. And by the way, that's not all. Say that you have rats in your barn and you do the responsible thing as far as rat poison or the so-called responsible thing, because now the EPA has changed the laws on mice and rat poisons. You can't just put it out anymore. You've got to put it out in a container that can be locked that the rats or the mice can get into, but cats and dogs and things like that cannot, and kids, cannot get into it. They have little holes on each side, and you put them along a wall. You probably go to restaurants, and you'll see these things along a wall or commercial buildings, and they have holes on each side because rats like to run along walls, and they will run into these things, and they'll eat the rat bait, and then they die. Here's the problem with that. The rats die outside, and when rats die outside, wildlife will eat them, okay? Dogs eat them, cats eat them, near the woods, all kinds of wildlife will eat the dead rat. It's just part of nature's way. But when the dead rat is full of an anticoagulant rat poison, that wildlife is going to die. I have seen situations where dogs have run up and grabbed a dead rat, put it in their mouth, chewed on it, didn't eat the whole thing, but chewed on it, got some of that material, that anticoagulant, in their system, and they died. It's awful. Even though it is legal, using these containers now, I'm just not an advocate. And a lot of people use them. You can go to the grocery store and you can buy mice bait and rat bait. And you can put it up in your attic or put it outside. All of these things to control the rats or the mice. But the secondary poisoning that happens with that just scares me. I don't like it. And I do not recommend it. So how do I get rid of rats and mice? How do I recommend that you do this? Here's the first thing that I recommend doing, and it is also the least cruel, and that is exclude. Make sure that your barn or make sure that your house is rat-proof. Make sure that, or your commercial building, is sealed up enough to where a rat cannot get inside. That's the first thing that you do. Make sure that you don't have things laying around that rats like, such as garbage cans with lids not on them, or such as garbage and plastic bags laying outside. Rats just love that. You'll see holes torn through them and rats getting in there. So you want to make your place a place where rats do not want to exist. And that is what I recommend. If you have them, I recommend trapping. Killing the rats that way, or glue boards. Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271.
Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
If you have roaches in your home, it's a problem. I want you to watch a video I made, oh gosh, 6 years ago. It's had over 100,000 views on YouTube. Best way to see it is to go to this website, helpihavebugs.com. Helpihavebugs.com. Video is right there on the front page. Watch it. Helpihavebugs.com. Hello, hello. How are you doing? This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm your chief geek. I am Michael, and we're here today to talk about wildlife. And when I talk about wildlife, I'm not talking about lions, tigers, and bears. I'm talking about wildlife that becomes annoying to us in our living environment. Wildlife who encroach upon our homes and our farms and all of that. It could be deer if you have a farm. I've got friends in Michigan who deer gets into their gardens and wreaks havoc or destroys their trees. But most commonly, it's things like raccoons, skunks, opossums in the South. Yeah, opossums. Remember that Granny at the Beverly Hillbillies used to cook possum? We got possums down here in Florida like crazy. They're everywhere. And, you know, they're ugly as can be. And they're very annoying, and they've got very sharp teeth, and they will bite you if you go after them. But mostly, you know, I guess they're famous because they play possum. They pretend that they're dead, or that's what they say. I have never seen a possum, and I have encountered hundreds of possums throughout the years. I've never seen one play dead. They all totally freak out and run away, and if you corner them, they will turn around, and they will open up their mouths, and they make this horrible noise. And what possums can do is they can get into your house. They most likely will get into your attic. Squirrels will get into your attic. Raccoons will get into your, we had raccoons in our shed out in the backyard once. They actually were living underneath the shed. And that's when I had Luke the dog. And Luke, you know, we couldn't send Luke out at night because Luke wanted to chase them. And they're very dangerous. They will bite you and hurt you. And they could kill Luke. So it was quite annoying. We had to get rid of them. So, you know, wildlife, when it encroaches upon us, it can be a real problem. Now, how do we take care of that? Oh, another situation, bats. Bats, by the way, are wonderful. You can't say that to my late mom or my late sister. They lived in a house in the beautiful little town of Dunedin, Florida, that had a barrel tile roof. And one year, bats moved into the barrel tile roof and took up residence by the thousands. I mean, and as soon as it started turning dark, they came out. You could not walk out of my mom's house at night without being dive bombed by bats coming out of there. They were just crazy, just absolutely crazy. So that's a wildlife situation. By the way, that is a very... my mom didn't know this, and this was years ago, but bat control is highly regulated, and there are only certain times of the year when you are allowed to get rid of bats in your environment, and you're not allowed to kill them. My mom did, but you're not allowed to kill them. You have to have them evacuate the premises, and then you have to bat-proof the premise. You know what my mom did? My mom tried everything. She tried that. She waited till they all flew out at night, and then they got up on the roof, and they put nets and things like that where the bats were coming out. Bats came back, tore through those nets, did everything to get back, and everything they did to try and exclude the bats did not work. So my mom and my sister would go out there every night, and they each had a couple of nets, little fishing nets, and they would catch bats and step on them and kill them and put them in the garbage. They did this every night. It took them several, months, but finally they pretty much ridded their house full of bats, which was hysterical. Well, then the bats all came back, and my mother just had it up to here, and she got a new roof. She said barrel tile roof is going to go away. Had a company come in there and rip out the barrel tile roof. And when they ripped out the barrel tile roofs, I got to tell you, I was there when they were doing it. Literally thousands of bats came flying out. And they had to go find another place to live because they were putting down a shingle roof and the bats could not get in there. But, if you wind up with squirrels in your attic, they can do a lot of damage, or a raccoon in your attic. As I attempt to talk today, here's what they do. They pee all over your insulation. And when that happens, mold starts forming. And you go into attics that have wildlife living in them, and you can't even take a breath. And that starts working its way down into the house. And, you have to have the animals removed. They have to be trapped or removed somehow. Then all of the insulation has to be removed. And then the wood underneath there has to be sanitized in some way. And there are different products that are available to do that. And then you have to, after it all dries out, then you have to put in new insulation. And, of course, you got to seal off the area where the wildlife was getting into the attic. But I see this a lot, and it happens all over. Is this something that you can do yourself? In my humble opinion, no. I really don't want you messing with wildlife. I don't want you doing what my mom and my sister did out there, going after bats, although it was kind of funny and they were proud of themselves. But I don't want you doing that. And you can buy these traps that do not hurt the animals, and you can put them out, catch the animals, and relocate them. But if they're in the house, if they're in the attic, I don't recommend that you do that. If they're coming outside of the house, then fine. My friend Jan had possums like crazy all around her property, and they were crawling underneath her shed. She went out and bought two of those traps. They're called Havahart traps. And she would put them out with cat food inside them. The opossums would come in. She would catch the live opossums. She'd put them in the back of her car in the trunk and drive off to a park several miles away and release them. And then, rinse and repeat. She'd put the traps back out that night. Took her about a month, but she caught about 10 possums. And then she stopped catching them. She kept the traps out there for a long time, stopped catching them. And, that was pretty easy. That you can do. But had that gotten into Jan's attic, I would not want Jan going up in that attic where there is a wild animal to take care of that. I would rather you use a professional. And there's lots of them out there that do this sort of thing. So that is my recommendation for, wild animals. Ask the Garden Geek. Have a super day. See you next time.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.